Let's pray. Father in heaven, our lives are filled with crossroads, times in which we need to decide where we want to go. We continually are led by your word, by your grace, by your love. Help us when we come to those crossroads to see your marvelous grace at work in our lives to guide and lead us as we reflect upon your word this day and the crossroads that are in the midst of that word. In your name we pray, amen. Crossroads, we all have them. We are focusing on the cross, and this week we apply the word road. So we are at crossroads, and we begin there in the Old Testament. But first, think about it, crossroads in our lives. I remember in Alice in Wonderland, there's that wonderful image of Alice coming to the fork in the road and wondering which road to take. And so she asks, and he tells her, well, which road do you want to take? I don't know. Well, then it doesn't matter which road you take if you don't know. How many times have we been like that in our lives where we come to a crossroad and we aren't sure? So how do we go? And it doesn't much matter if we don't know where we're going. So the Old Testament is the first sign of that. Here we have the children of Israel have crossed over into the promised land and they are brought to Rephidim. Now, I can understand where the children of Israel might be because when they get there, what happens? There is no water. Small detail, right? Nothing for the people to drink. So they appear to be demanding of Moses that he give them water to drink out here in the middle of nowhere. Now, maybe sometimes we've been in a place like that. They complain. Why did you even take us out of Egypt? And Moses finds himself at a crossroad. He cried to the Lord, what shall I do with this people? You can also see his point. It appears that all of them together at a crossroad in the middle of the wilderness, they aren't even sure where they are. And God answers them. God takes care of them. He tells Moses to take his staff that he used at the Nile, and he is to strike a rock at Horeb. And you shall strike the rock, and water will come forth for the people to drink. God takes care of his people. Moses did as he was instructed to do in front of the elders assembled, and God provided. This place became known as Massah or Meribah because of the quarreling of the people of Israel. A crossroads moment in the life of God's people. God amongst them. And the question was, is he for us or against us? And then we have that familiar gospel reading that's used many different ways. We have Jesus coming to the woman at the well of Samaria. And there we see a crossroads because, first of all, Jesus has taken a road that many don't take, where he comes through Samaria and he stops at the well. And there is this woman from Samaria who also is at a crossroads in her life. They come to Sychar, the well of Jacob, the Greek word kopio, to toil, wearied. Jesus is wearied by his journey. He too is at a point of a crossroad. It is now the sixth hour. And as he sits there, this woman comes and he asks her for a drink. And her answer is interesting. How is it that you, a Jew, asks for a drink from me, a woman of Samaria? Crossroads because, first of all, she's a woman. Second of all, she's from Samaria. This is not the kind of exchange you would normally expect to take place. And so develops this wonderful conversation with this woman. A woman that for some would say he should have never spoken to. It's been researched in many different ways and from many different angles. This is also one of those crossroads in the ministry of Jesus. He's not only crossing boundaries of his own people, the boundaries between Samaritans and Jews, but he's also crossing boundaries because he knows so much about this woman. He catches her off guard. He reveals her whole life before her. This was Jacob's well. People came there to drink in this desert climate. It was a gathering spot, a crossroads, so to speak. Samaritans were custom there that people would come and rest for a moment and drink. This, to the Samaritan woman, was just another wayfaring traveler. But all of a sudden, things changed. He's not like everyone else who comes. He surprises her in that he asks her for a drink. How is it when you approach Jesus? Do we come like everyone else? Do we think he operates in just one way in our lives? This woman encounters something totally different than what she ever expected, something she was unprepared to deal with. It would be an encounter that would change this woman's life, but not only this woman's life, but as she goes out to tell others, it will affect others. Jesus goes beyond what the eyes can see or what we can behold in a text like this. Her life is changed. And as she leaves, she goes back to tell everyone about this man at the well, that she has encountered the Messiah who knows all about her. What are your crossroads? Where are you in your relationship to your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? How well have you handled those crossroad moments when you've had to encounter Jesus in a way you weren't expecting to have to encounter him? Wednesday night, we focused on the life, water as a gift of life. And here we are again about water, this time at the well at Samaria. The gospel speaks about a life that has changed by the realization of that living water that Christ offers to this woman. If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. How often do we ask in our lives for that living water that only God can give? How often do you take and reflect upon this holy season of Lent, these 40 days we lay aside as a special time to focus on Christ's cross, that cross that stands front and center of every one of our worships, here in our sanctuary? Here, you come with family, you come together with friends and others. And why do you come here? Why are you here? You come here to worship the living God. You come here to encounter Jesus again and again. You encounter his cross, his death, his resurrection for your life. This is the one who did it all for every one of us in this room. He freed us from sin, from death, the power of Satan. When you approach the table of the Lord, do you think about his body and blood under that bread and wine? What a special moment this is. Where there, you're touched by that forgiveness that only he can give. Are you nourished? Are you fed? Is your faith strengthened because you have worship? Because that's what worship is all about. It is work. It is not just coming and sitting and filling a pew. It is about talking about the living God who touches us with the living waters. The waters of our baptism where God called us his children. He named us. And how often do we reflect on those waters of your own baptism as he calls you by name? He is your heavenly Father. And yes, sometimes when you come, just like when I come, you feel unworthy. Whatever it is that's troubling you, you feel that unworthiness, and yet that's why you should be here. Not in my presence, not in the presence of others, but in the presence of your God, who did it all for you. We all have those crossroads, moments when we're not sure, or we're troubled, or we're wondering, why are we here? You can put your own thoughts to those crossroads in your life. And yet, when we come to the one crossroad, where God intersected that humanity, that creation, by sending his one and only Son, he had a purpose. He had you and I in mind as well as the rest of the world. This creation that God had created, he also redeemed. He calls us his children. He, as we confess, as a poor, miserable sinner, he loves you with an everlasting love. He is your heavenly Father. You can be like the children of Israel. They had a right to grumble. They had no water, because they did not understand. How many times do we grumble? Do we come to those crossroads and we do the same thing because we do not understand? Paul's letter to the Romans today then reminds us. This beautiful letter of Paul to the church at Rome, that we have peace with God through faith. For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly, for one will scarcely die. For a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person, one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us. And that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Yes, that's why we confess that we are poor, miserable sinners. God's grace sustains you. God's grace has been poured out upon you. As you come to his table and receive that body and blood shed for you, we do it in his name. Because of that cross, there is no crossroad that we cannot overcome or go through. Because he is there to lead, to guide, and direct us. Yes, the living water. The woman of the well had this wonderful conversation, and as she began to realize all of this, she could not contain herself. She says to him, I know that the Messiah is coming. He who is called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things. Isn't that the beauty? When he comes again in all of his glory, all of this will be revealed to us. But remind ourselves that we have that living water through the cross, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so Jesus could simply say to the woman, I who speak to you am he. Look to the cross. When you are at a crossroad, think about what comes before the road, his cross, and what that means for your life. Amen.